Today's shiur is Masechta Ksubas Daf Samach Beis, and we will begin on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the last line. We learned in the Mishnah how Talmidim Yotzim Talmud, people who go to learn Torah and go out, if they have Rishus, they could go. The Mishnah doesn't discuss how long, which we will do now in the Gemara. Shalai Rishus, without permission from their wives, they have 30 days. Ask the Gemara Rishus Kama. And if they have permission, for how long can they go? Says the Gemara, Kama the boy. If they got permission, whatever the permission is, that's what they can do. Ask the Gemara, Urcha de Milsa Kama. Says the Gemara, what we meant to ask is that, and there's a few pshatim in the Rishonim how to understand. One is, yes, maybe the wife gives more permission, less permission, but what is considered a fair amount and not considered that someone is doing something inappropriate to his wife? That's one pshat in the Rishonim. Another pshat in the Rishonim is, let's say one's wife didn't give an exact time. She said, yes, you have permission, but she didn't specify a time. How much does the halacha say he's allowed to go for under those circumstances? Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav, Chodesh Kan, Chodesh Vibayis. One month home, and 1 month in yeshiva. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, regarding those people who work for Dovah HaMelech, L'chol Dovah HaMachlokos HaBois VaYoytzes, all these groups that came and went, Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh Shana. They worked 1 month, and they were home 1 month. Rav Yochanan Amar, Chodesh Kan, V'Shnayim B'Beisai. 1 month in yeshiva, and 2 months at home. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, regarding those people who worked for Shlomo Melech in constructing the Beis HaMikdash, Chodesh Yir B'Levonon, 1 month they'll be working on the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Levonon, and Shnayim Chadashim Beis in 2 months at home. And as the Pasuk says, there were actually 30,000 people that were employed in building the Beis HaMikdash. They divided into groups of 10,000 each, and each group of 10,000 worked for 2 months and was home for 2 months afterwards. As Tosfos, the Gemara here is discussing 1 month, you could be away, 2 months, whatever, 1 month being away, 2 months home, 1 month home, 2 months away. We know, we're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem later in the Shia today, and tomorrow Mitzvah Shem, about Tanoim and Amoroim, who were away from home for years and years and years. So how, Rabbi Kiva, we're going to learn the Sugya tomorrow. So how does the Gemara say that it's 1 month? So the number of answers given by the Rishonim. One answer given by the Rishonim is Al Gemara is referring to a situation where the wife didn't give explicit permission. But the wife gave explicit permission, so then she gave permission. It could be away as long as she wants. Another teretz, as he wants. Another teretz that Tosfos gives is that actually, this is not Pashut Pshat in the Gemara, here we're talking about workers. The workers are also allowed to go away. A worker, how long can he go away for? Talmid Chacham could go away as long as he wants. It's not the teretz most Rishonim accept. Another teretz that's given by the Rishonim is of somebody who's tarasoi umnasoi, such an individual is allowed to go away for years. Agamah is referring to most people who aren't on the madrega of tarasoi umnasoi. Another pshat is that those individuals, and actually the Gemara that we will learn will bear this out, those individuals who went away for many years, when they got married, that was a condition that they made with their wives, that they'll be allowed to learn for many years. If at the moment of marriage, that was a predetermined condition, then they could go. Al Gemara is referring to a situation where he decided only after they got married that he wants to learn what is mutter.
This alternating month, how many years?
The Gemara doesn't give time. Rabbi Yochanan, my time aloy amayhi. The Rav asked him, my time aloy amayhi. Why doesn't Rav agree with Rabbi Yochanan that we should learn from Binyan Beis HaMikdash, 1 month away, 2 months at home? Says the Gemara, Shani Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Tav Shal Day Acherim. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash did require these individuals. Other people could build a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore their wives were not required to allow them to be away for more than 1 month away and 2 months home. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, my tam alayam my hi. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn from David HaMelech? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, this lehavocha. The people who built the base of Migdal, the work for David HaMelech, got very excellent salary. So since they got a great wage, that's why the wives were willing that they should be home a month and away a month. But normally they wouldn't agree to that. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav, Anocha, someone who's depressed. So, Anocha means to sigh. Shaveres chatzi gufa shel adam. It breaks half of the body. And how does this Gemara come here? So I saw two pshatim. One is, again, we'll see here, a machloikus Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So just like we had in the previous Gemara, a machloikus Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara gives us another machloikus of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Another pshat is our Gemara, the shiur we're going to be learning, Mr. Shem, today, is that about Tashmish. A person who's depressed is not able to perform properly. So our Gemara says, what are the repercussions of depression? Anocha shaveres chatzi gufa shel adam. It breaks half of a person. Shenema, va'ata ben adam ha'anech b'shivarim v'srayim u'b'miris tanach. Cry from your hips. So your hips are halfway in the body. Rav Yoich Ramar, af kol gufa shel adam. It breaks the entire person. Shenema, v'hoi k'yoy milcha ama'ata nenach. Somebody will ask, why are you depressed? V'ma'ata al shmua kibo of the news. The numbers kolayv, every heart melts. V'rofa kol yadayim, the hands go weak. V'kosu kol ruach, a person's spirit leaves him. V'kol brach, b'kayim t'lach n'mayim, the feet turn into water. So it's the whole body. Ask the Gemara, v'rebi yoichanan ha'miksib b'shiver misnayim. The pasuk clearly says from the hips. How could say it's the whole body? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yoichanan says that pasuk is referring to tell us that where does it start? It starts by the hips, but Rabbi Yochanan says it refers to the whole body. So the pasuk is clearly referring to the entire body. It says Gemara, Shani Shmuel Beis Hamikdash. That pasuk is referring to the news about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Tekifa Tuva, which is particularly depressing, and it affects the entire body. So what the Gemara is saying, according to Rav, is that normal bad news only affects half the body. Very bad news, like the Beis Hamikdash, affects the entire body. Ask Tosfos, that both of these pesukim are talking about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So we don't understand the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara is answering that the first pasuk is only referring to all the bad news, and this is referring to Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Ask Tosfos, both pesukim are talking about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So Tosfos answers that the pasuk that says half the body is only referring to when the Navi is coming and telling them that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. So for that, it didn't actually yet happen, so it only affects half the body. The second pasuk that says it affects the entire body is after the Beis HaMikdash was actually destroyed, so it was a really bad news and affected an entire body. That's Tosfos' teretz. Din Yaakov gives a different teretz. He says the pasuk that says that it only affected half the body were for Jews that did not live in Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't firsthand experience the destruction. So it's only half the body. The pasuk that says it affects the entire body were for the Jews who lived in Eretz Yisrael that felt much more the tsar, the pain of the Churban. But then I saw a different teretz from Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz and the Yaris Devash. He explains that every person, this is somewhat homiletically, he explains that every person is made up of two parts. There's the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra, the good and the bad. He says, when something bad happens to us, so he says, the bad part of us feels depressed because we don't necessarily recognize that everything that happens to us is from Hashem. The good part, the Yetzer Tov, recognizes that it's not really bad because it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when something bad happens to someone else, then even both the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra, all of us have to feel for the next person. So he says, that's pshat. The pasuk that says it only affects half of our system is when something bad happens to us. When something bad happens to someone else, it should affect all of us entirely.
What does it mean, it affects half the person?
I don't know. Rabbi, it says the Gemara, Hahu Yisrael v'avikachavim. There was a Yisrael and a goy that were ka'azav v'urcha. They were walking on the road. Ba'ad adadi. Lo imtzi v'avikachavim l'siyugi v'had Yisrael. The guy cannot keep up with the Jew. The Jew was walking very quickly. At Grey Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the guy wanted the Jew to slow down. So obviously the guy came to the Daf Yomi Shir. So he knew that if you give somebody a bad news, it depresses you. So he told him, he reminded him, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Noged v'isnach. So he gave a krechts, and he sighed. But the guy couldn't catch up. So the guy says, Lavam risu anocha sheveres chatzi gufa shel adam, that it breaks half the spirit. So how come it didn't affect you? So the Mefarshim asked a simple question. If the guy was such a big Talmud Chacham that he knew the Gemara we just learned, he should have asked them that anocha sheveres the entire body. So the Mefarshim answered, he didn't listen to the second part of the shir. He only knew one, didn't know the other part. Or another pshat that they give is, as I said earlier, it makes a difference if you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. This episode took place in Chutz Laretz, and that's why the guy knew to say that it only affects Chatzi Gufa Shel Adam. Amalei, so how come what I told you didn't affect you? Amalei, Hani Mili Milsachadati. When does it have this detrimental effect? When it's news that I never heard. I hear bad news, it slows me down. Aval Hod Shonimba. This is old news. The Amri Inchi, so it doesn't affect me. The Amri Inchi, as people say, the mafli tachli lebasa. People say a woman who is accustomed, Rahman al-Slan, to bury her children, at a certain point stops to cry, because she's already accustomed to bad news. And the Churban HaBayis, unfortunately, is so much already part of our experience that it really doesn't, unfortunately, affect us. The Tzitz Eliezer says, based on this Gemara, I think we've discussed this previously, from here we see that depression has a place in halacha. The Gemara is using depression as a factor in halacha. There's also a very nice svart that the Mefarshim used based on this Gemara. The Pasuk says in the Akedah that Yitzchak asks Avram, who's the Oila? So Avram says, Elokim Yir Ala Oila, which Rashi says, Yitzchak understood that it was going to be him. So the Pasuk says afterwards, Vayel Chushneyam Yachtov. They went together. What's Pshat Vayel Chushneyam Yachtov? So they say a beautiful Pshat. Avram, knowing that Yitzchak was going to be the sacrifice, was old news to him. Yitzchak, this was brand news to him. He never heard about it till this moment. The Gemara teaches us that a person who's affected with brand news, it affects him much more than affects him with old news. Even though this was news that you could consider bad news that Yitzchak just heard, it didn't affect him. Why didn't it affect him? Because to him it wasn't bad news. He was prepared to be an oila. They were still able to walk at the same pace, even though for Avram was old news and only breaks half the guf, and for Yitzchak it was new news that should have affected him much more. Says the Gemara, Hatayalim b'chol yoyim. So the Mishnah said that Tayalim have to do Bia every day. So it's important to comment, the Rishonim say this, that Tayalim do not mean tourist. It doesn't mean that somebody is on vacation, that he has a Chiv Bia every day. There's a definition to Tayalim. Ask the Gemara, my Tayalim, what does Tayalim mean? Amar Rava b'nei Pirkei. Kaidl, somebody who's learning, he's a person that can have Bia every day. Amalei Abaya, asks Abaya, Mandik Sibuhu, people who the Pasuk in Tum says regarding them, Shavlechem Mashkim Ekum, it's not worth getting up late, getting up early. Ma'achrei Sheves, and you go to sleep late, Oichle Lechem Atzovim, you don't have a good life. Ken Yiten Lididav Sheinav. V'amar Rav Yitzchok, Eilun Shaseim Shatamid Chachamim. Here the Pasuk is not talking about Talmid Chachamim, it's talking about the wives of Talmid Chachamim. Shemenad Doishinu Meinem Ba'olam Hazeh, that don't get enough sleep because they wake up, they stay up late for when their husbands come home from yeshiva. They get up early when their husbands get up to learn, and they're going to be Baz L'Ailo Chaylam Ba. And the Pasuk guarantees them Olam Haba. Vat Amrit B'nei Pirkei, and you're saying that these people who have such a tough life, the wives have a tough life. Certainly they have a tough life. They could do Bia every day. So the Afla asks, why are we saying that the Pasuk is speaking about the women? Maybe it's talking about the men himself. So the Flaw says, a person who learns Torah, the schar is a lot more than Kain Yiten Li Yidid of Shena. So it must be that the Pasuk is only speaking to the wives. And Tosfos says it doesn't refer only to the wives. It refers to anyone who supports and helps Talmidei Chacham to sit and learn is guaranteed a tremendous schar. But I saw a beautiful word from the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael says, the Pasuk says, Ulcha Hashem Chesed, Ki Ato Teshalim, Ish Kemasehu, says the Bnei Yisrael. After we learn this Gemara, the Gemara is teaching us that everybody who's learning, and it's something that we could all certainly appreciate, somebody who's learning, his wife gets a very big share of the credit, that she lets him go learn, and she supports him in his learning. So it comes out that at least 50% of our learning, we won't get tzchah for. It'll go to our wives. Says the Pasuk, L'cha Hashem Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us Chesed. Ki ata teshalm l'ish, when he's give us tzchah for our learning, kemaseyu, as if we did it by ourselves, without any support. Even though we really did it with support of others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his tremendous Chesed, will give us the schar as if we did it all by ourselves. But then there's another beautiful vart from a Taz. It's a famous vart that said to Yeshiva Bachrim. The Taz says, there are Bachrim and Yeshiva who think it's worth going to sleep late. Go to sleep late, I'm up late. What are the repercussions of being up late? You don't get up in the morning on time. You don't learn well by day. Says the Taz, this is Pshat in the Pasuk. Shav lechem. It's not worth mashkime kum to get up too early, machre shavas to go to sleep too late. Oichle lechem atzavim. I'm busy learning. I won't eat normal meals. Can you tell me, Yidav Shenov? If you want to be a Talmud Chacham, sleep like a mensch and eat like a mensch and get up on time and go to sleep on time. That's a Talmud Chacham. That's the way you're supposed to behave. So we still need to know who are the tayolim. Ella Amar Abaya Kederav. Dama Rav Kegon Rav Shmuel Bashelis. It's referring to an individual like Rav Shmuel Bashelis. It's interesting. Mefarshim say that the pasuk, the Gemara calls him Rav Shmuel Bashelis. Shelis was his mother, not his father. Why is he mentioned his mother's name? Because his mother was a bigger miucheses than his father. His mother was a sister of Rav Chia, and that was a big yichus. So he's called after his mother's name. Others say that his mother actually was the one that put in the chinuch into him, and that's why he's called for his mother's name. The Achim of the day, the Shasim of the day, he was very wealthy. He ate and drank from his own fortune. The Goni Betul Dafanne, he slept in a mansion. The Lecholof Pristika the Malka Avave, and he never had the tax collectors bother him. And what did he do? So the way the Sheet explains is what he did was that he sat and he was Malamei Tinoikis. He taught yeshiva. He was a Rebbe in a yeshiva. But the Shita says, from being a Rebbe in yeshiva, you don't make a great salary. He says, he was independently wealthy, but what he did with his time was that he was a Malamei Tinoikis, he taught yeshiva students. But if somebody wants to be a good teacher, he has to eat well, and he has to sleep well, so he should be in the proper frame of mind to work with Jewish children. And that was this individual. So he had a very good life. He is what the Gemara considers is a tayolim. However, there's a very big machloikis, chelkis mechoikik in Magen Avraham. We learned, and we're going to learn, that a yeshiva, a Talmud Chacham, only does bia, has to only do bia once a week. If we're calling him a Talmud Chacham, so why does he have to do bia? Why is he used as the example of somebody to do bia every day? So the chelkis mechoikik says that just because someone is a Talmud Chacham, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have to do bia every day. If somebody is like Rav Shmuel Bashelis, even though he's a Talmud Chacham, he would have to do bia every day. Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham says, even if the Gemara doesn't mean that Rav Shmuel Bashelis had to do bia every day. Rav Shmuel Bashelis is a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham doesn't have to do bia every day. Just giving an example of somebody who has a great life, and because he has a great life, he's able to do bia every day. So the Mefarshim ask, why didn't the tax collectors indeed ask him for money if he was so wealthy? So one pshat that I saw is because the Gemara says many times that Talmid Chachamim had a tax exemption. So he was a Talmud Chacham, so he didn't have to pay taxes. Another teretz that I saw, Rasha says this teretz, is even though he was very wealthy, as the Gemara is describing, he did not use his money. He was very low-key. He didn't flaunt his money. So nobody thought, they thought he's a Rebbe in a yeshiva. He doesn't live extravagantly. So he doesn't have probably money, so they didn't bother him. So Mashal says, from here we see how a person, even if Baruch Hashem, he has money, shouldn't flaunt it. It only brings tzaris when you flaunt it. Rav Moshe asks a different question. Rav Moshe says, Al Gemara is teaching us, Hatayolim b'chol yoyim, that a person with tayol, the Gemara just described who that is, has to be every day. So he says, we all know the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos says that it was Takanas Ezra, that a person, every time he wants to daven or learn, if he had relations with his wife, he has to go to the mikveh first. Why? That people shouldn't be that common to have relations with the wife. So we see that it's not worthwhile to have beer every day. So he says, how come Al Gemara is telling these people to have beer every day? Says Rav Moshe, that why did Chazal say, it's an unbelievable part, says, why did the Gemara say the tayel has to have beer every day? He says, it's not that the tayel has to have beer every day. The halacha is, beer has to take place when a wife wants beer to take place. But the wife can't ask for it, so we have to anticipate what her needs are. A wife who sees a husband has a very easy life, doesn't work, has no problems, assumes that if my husband doesn't want to have beer with me, it's not because he has other things on his mind. It's because he doesn't want to have relations with me. So to avoid that, Chazal said they should have beer every day, that his wife shouldn't, feelings shouldn't be hurt. But once the wife is aware, says Rav Moshe, that there's a din of Takanas Ezra, that Chazal don't want us to have beer every day. So if a wife recognizes that her husband's not having beer with her, it's not because he has any bad feelings towards her. Then the wife doesn't require to be every day, and then there wouldn't be a need for tile to have be, even a tile to have beer every day. Continues the Gemara. She asked Ravin. Ravin said, "Who are tayolim? Kigoy mefanki de marova. The people, the pampered people of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Avu avakoy beibani. Rav Kuvu was standing in the bathhouse. Have samchle trei avdi, and two servants were supporting him. Ifches beibani metusei." And the mikveh, the bath, collapsed. And they were in danger of falling. Isramle and Muda, he held on to a pillar. Solak v'siknu. He climbed up and schlepped up these two avodim with him. Similar story. Rabbi Yochanan have a solak bedarga. Rabbi Yochanan was walking up steps. Have a solak mechilei, Rav Ami, Rav Asi. Rav Ami, Rav Asi was supporting him. If chestarga to say, and the steps collapsed. Solak, he was so strong that he was able to climb up the siknu, and he was able to schlep up Rav Ami Rav Asi with him. Amar Rabbanan, so Rabbanan asked him, "V'kimi achad ha'cha? If you're so strong, lamalei l'mismachi, why do you need two people supporting you? You're such a strong individual." Amar im kema enich le sikna. What's going to be when I'm old? I'm preserving my strength for when I'm older. And Seder Mefarshim from this Gemara, we see that even Baruch Hashem, a person is healthy. He shouldn't say, I'm healthy. A person has to do, when he's healthy, different things to preserve his strength and remain healthy for when he's older and can't be sure that that's going to be the case. We learned in the Mishnah, V'pe'alim shtayim b'shabbos. Laborers do beer twice a week. Ask the Gemara, V'tanya pe'alim achs b'shabbos. Only once. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina loy kasha. Kan b'oisim malacha b'iron. If they work in the city and they come home every night, then they do bia twice a week. If they do malach in a different city, only once a week. Tanya nami hachi, ha'pi'alim shtayim b'shabbos, laborers do bia twice a week. V'medvar mamurim, b'oisim malach b'iron, if they work at this city. Av b'oisim malach b'ir acheres, if they work in a different city, ach b'shabbos. And in fact, Tosfos says that there are three categories. There are laborers who work in the city and come home every night. They do beer twice a week. There are laborers that work out of town but come home every night. They have to do beer once every 7 days. And then there are people who are laborers that work out of town and don't come home only at the end of a week, they only have to do bia every 8 days. Hachamorim, donkey drivers, we learned in the Mishnah, achs b'Shabbos. So now ask the Gemara. Yesterday we learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara that if somebody makes a neder that he's not going to have relations with his wife, according to Beis Hillel, if he makes a neder for a week, then he has to divorce his wife. Ask the Gemara. Most people don't even have to have relations more than once a week. So ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chanan Labaya, Ichbel Tana, the Tana came and taught us these halachas of a person who makes this neder, Lashmina Tayel Poyel. The only people that do bia less frequently are Tayel Poyel. Amalei Loy Akula. The Mishnah, when it says that if somebody made a neder and he doesn't annul it, if he made a neder not to have a relation with his wife for a week, he is everybody. Ask the Gemara, Roshish Chadashim Kamer. The Mishnah spoke about Gemolim, people who are camel drivers, that they don't have to do bia anyway for 6 months. So why would he have to divorce his wife if he made a neder that he won't have relations for a week? Answers the Gemara, Ein Adoyma, Mishi Yesh Lepas Pasaloi, Lemisha Ein Lepas Pasaloi. Yes, this woman's only going to have relations with his wife, with his husband once in 6 months. That's because of the circumstances. But she knows that theoretically they can have it more frequently. Someone whose husband made a neder is more bothersome. Where do we have this concept of pas pasaloi? We had it just to review in the Gemara Masechta Yuma. The Gemara Masechta Yuma says that there was an ish iti, there was an appointed person to walk with the Sol Azazel from the Beis HaMikdash to the mountain. And he had tents all along the way. And in the tents, when he used to stop there, they used to tell him, Yeshmachel, Yeshmozen, there's food and drink for you to drink. Not that it's Yom Kippur, he's not going to eat. Says the Gemara, Ein Adoyim L'Mish Yesh Le'Pas B'Saloi, L'Mish Ein Le'Pas B'Saloi. Knowing that if he needs it, he has it, is already enough. Like Rashi explains, if somebody is fasting, but he knows that he has food in his refrigerator, in his pantry, to eat after the fast is a lot easier for him than for someone who's fasting and doesn't even know if he has food for after the fast. So her knowing that theoretically, potentially, she could have bia is very important. Amalei Rabba Barav Chana Labaya. Chama v'nasal gamomai. So the number, the three pshatim in the Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara. Simplest way of learning is that this man was a chamor. And now he wants to change professions. But a chamor has bia once a week. A chamor has bia once a week. A gamol is once every 30 days. Could he change professions? That's posh pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that he wants to change professions and he got permission from his wife. And then his wife sees that she isn't comfortable, that she should have less bia. A third pshat is that the person says, I want to change professions, but I recognize that it's unfair to do it on your cheshbon, so I'm going to become a gamol, but still do bia like a chamor. Can he do that or not? Amalei. Writes Isha B'Kavah Tiflis, a woman is prepared to have less income, but have the companionship of a husband, Mesara Kabin to have more income, or precious and not have his companionship. Say the Mefarshim, the Paiskim. This halacha is by a chamor becoming a gamol, because it's going from once a week to once a month. But let's say somebody till now was a person who had bia twice a week. Payalim, we learned that Amman Aleph does bia twice a week. And now he wants to become a chamor, will only be bia once a week. Does he need his wife's permission? Here the Paiskim say he doesn't need his wife's permission. Why? Because since he's going to be doing bia anyway once a week, it's acceptable. Then the Rishonim say, what happens if somebody had one of these professions where he was doing bia twice a week or even more often, and now he wants to become a Talmud Chacham? We're only going to do it. We're going to learn Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara Bia once a week. Does he need permission from his wife or not? So the Rishonim already say that he doesn't need permission from his wife. However, the Chasam Sofer says, there's a machloikus, the Rambam in the Torah, what would be the halacha if somebody wants to become a kailu, younger man, wants to go back to kailu, and therefore he'll do Bia less, and his wife is saying, I'm not agreeable, because I'm not agreeable to have less Bia. Does she have a right to say it or not? So he says it's machlokes Rambam and Torah. The Rambam says if she says she's not agreeable, he can't do bia less. The Torah seems to say, if he wants to be a Talmud Chacham, everybody has an obligation to become a Talmud Chacham, and he has a right to do that. The Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim also say, this conversation about a Gamol, a Chamor, a Poyel, is only if that's what the husband was when they got married. When they got married, he had a certain profession that gave her a certain right of bia, and now he wants to change professions, so he needs her permission. But let's say when they got married, he was still a yeshiva boy. He didn't have any job. And then he chooses a profession which comes with a certain amount of bia, then the halacha is she has to accept the profession he chooses. Another interesting thing that the Paiskim say based on this Gemara is the Gemara saying here he can't change professions without her permission. But let's say he doesn't want to change professions, but he has an opportunity for a job out of town, and she'll have to move. Or the Truman Sedeshin says, let's say he has an opportunity to get a job for the government. In those days, getting a government job was considered very prestigious. But the job is the same job, and the same bia, the wife has to agree to what the husband wants. I also saw that the Paiskim say that this is the forerunner of the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. What did the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom say? That a man is not allowed to take a second wife. Why? Because it deprives her. Here we're seeing that the wife has a right to say, I'm not agreeable that you should change professions that will deprive me of bia. So certainly she could say, I'm not agreeable that you should bring another wife here that will deprive me. Says the Gemara, Hasfanim, people who are sailors, Achas L'Shishim Chadashim, Divrei Rav Elazar, once every 6 months. Amar Rav Bruna Amar Rav, Halach K'Rav Elazar, the Halach is like K'Rav Elazar. Amar Rav Adbar Hav Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rav Elazar. This is the opinion of Rebbe Lezer of a Chacham Amrim, HaTamidim Yoytzel Tamat Torah, Tamidim could go to Yeshiva, Beis Vagim Mishan Shloi Bershus. They could go even without permission for 2 or 3 years. Omer, Rava, Samchu Rabbana Ad Rav Ad Bar Hava. The Rabbanan act like this and they go to Yeshiva for 2 or 3 years. Says the Gemara, V'avdi Uvda Menav Shayu. They act that way that they go to Yeshiva for 2 or 3 years. He learned by Rava in the city of Mechuza. He used to come home, he used to be in yeshiva all year, and only come home on Erev Yom Kippur. 1 year he got engrossed in his learning, and he didn't come home. And his wife was standing by the window, it's Erev Yom Kippur, and she's standing by the window, Hashta Asi, Hashta Asi. He's coming, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Lo Yasa, but he, who was busy learning, didn't come. Chol Shtata, so she felt very bad. Asya Ochis Demosa Me'enai. So one tear came out of her eye. Have a Yasa Be'igra. He was sitting in yeshiva on the upper floor. Ifris to say, as a punishment, the floor collapsed, the nach nafshe, and he died. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks a simple question. He asks, here she was upset that he didn't come. So what happened? He died because of that. So now he'll never come. So what did she accomplish that he died? We're giving him a punishment for not coming. So what is the punishment? That he dies and he'll never come. Is that, does that make any sense? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Moir de Gevart. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, there is no calculation. What was his avera? That he caused his wife pain. In Shemayim, as soon as one person causes another person pain, he's automatically going to get punished. Whatever the repercussions are, she didn't want him to die, makes no difference. You made your wife feel bad, you're going to get punished. Says the Gemara. When is the time that Talmid Chachamim have to do bia? On Rav Yehuda Mishmul, me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, every Friday night. The Rosh says, it's a Chassid Shavart, the Pasuk says, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. It says, v'shamru, Klal Yisrael, the word v'shamru means they wait. V'shamru, the first letters of the word b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos are bia. Klal Yisrael waits to do bia es ha-Shabbos on Friday night, Talmid Chachamim. Asher Yitaim B'Itai, Amar Rav Yehuda V'Taim Rav Huna V'Taim Rav Nachman, Zeh Mishamish B'Tasa Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. Somebody does B'ya every Friday night. So the Prima Gadim asks a very interesting shaila lahalacha. We know that the Gemara says in many places that a person shouldn't be quick to consider himself a Talmud Chacham and act like a Talmud Chacham. So what's the halacha here? Is everybody who learns considered a Talmud Chacham that he only has to do Biyuf once a week? Or Friday night, although the Haflah interestingly says that if somebody for whatever reason could not do the Biyuf Friday night, he has to make it up? Or not supposed to act like a Talmud Chacham? I'm not really supposed to consider myself a Talmud Chacham. So the Prima Gadim says that regarding this, a person who sits and learns can't consider himself a Talmud Chacham. Although I did see from Paiskim who suggest that a person shouldn't be so quick to consider himself a Talmud Chacham, and therefore he should try to do Bia twice a week if possible. The Paiskim say the Friday night, as our Gemara just said, Ashapir Yita Be'itoi, is Friday night. The Paiskim say that the other day that Bia should be done is Wednesday night. And the Magen Avraham says that besides that, on Rosh Chodesh and in Yontif. I'm not talking about the other times that the Halacha says, that the Halacha says Bia should be done on the night that the wife went to the mikvah. Bia should be done on the night before he travels. But those are different dinim that the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoridea. But this is what the minig is. The Gemara has a cheshbon that if somebody does be a Wednesday night, the child won't be born on Shabbos, so there won't be Chil Shabbos. Yehuda bereid Rav Chia, chasn de Rav Yanai. Yehuda, the son of Rav Chia, was the son of Rav Yanai. Have also the Yosef bei Rav. He went to yeshiva for a whole week. The kabei shimshay have osi lebeisei. Every Friday afternoon he came home. The kaver osi, when he came home, have a kachazi kamei amuda de naira. A flame used to come out to greet him. Yom Chad Mashchtei Shmatza. There was one Friday that he got engrossed in his learning. Kivin Delechazer Hu Samana. So the fire didn't come out. So the family said, Amalei Rabbiane Kofa Mitosai. As we learned in Masechta Moed Katan, that when they sat Avelis, they used to turn over the beds. If he didn't come, it must be that he died. Shemula Yehuda Kayim. If Yehuda were alive, Labitla Nosi. He would have come to have relations with his wife. Have a kishgogash yotzim of Nea Shalit. It was something that he said that he's dead, even though he wasn't dead. V'noch nafshe, and he died. So there's a lot of halacha to learn here. First of all, he said, turn over the bed, start avelis. It's Shabbos. Shabbos day is no avelis. So Rishonim, the Shita, says that it was still Friday afternoon when he said this. Another point that Rabbi Chanan makes, Rabbi Chanan says, he said that the person must have died. So even though he didn't die, he died. Says Rabbi Chanan, how to understand this Gemara. He says the way to understand this Gemara is not that when a tzaddik gives a bracha, and he intends that you should be blessed, so he has the power to get you a bracha, or chas v'shalom, vice versa. It's a much deeper concept, says Rabbi Chanan. Every word that a Talmud Chacham says, that a tzaddik says, has an automatic power in this world that it becomes effective. And therefore, when he says a bracha, even though he didn't intend to give you a bracha, you get blessed. And just the same, if he says a klala, even though he has no intention of cursing you, that's the way the world was created, that the klala is effective. But then there's a very big discussion in the Paiskin. The halacha is that let's say someone, we learned a lot of these Gemaras, Masechta Yevamos, someone is missing, and we think he's dead, but we don't know for sure. The halacha is you're not supposed to sit shiva on that person. Why you're not supposed to sit shiva? Because his wife may think that he's dead, and she's not mutter to get married. So the halacha is you don't sit shiva. There's a discussion if Kaddish may be said, or even Kaddish shouldn't be said, the Paiskim can say. Perhaps the people who think he's dead should only daven as Bali Tefillah if they're able to. So the question here is, they didn't know for sure he died, so how could they sit shiva? You're not allowed to sit shiva unless you know for sure that the person is dead. So the Shvus Yaakov says a very bechiddush. Rabbi Yehuda was very close by. He was in a yeshiva nearby. He says, where is the halacha that you don't sit shiva unless you know for sure the person is dead? It's in a circumstance where you don't know if the person is alive or dead. And you have no way of knowing. Here they were able to know because he learned in a yeshiva nearby. In a situation where they could have found out, there you're allowed to sit shiva. But says the Shvus Yaakov himself, He says that if somebody says Kaddish or sits Shiva over somebody who we don't know for sure is dead, that person is doing the wrong thing, and he has to go to the Beis HaKfaris and ask Mechila to all the people in the Beis HaKfaris that he said Kaddish because he's not deserving to say a Kaddish. There is an interesting discussion. The Noida Yehuda discusses it. The Chassam Sofer discusses it. What would be the halacha if there's a concern that a Bachar died? So now there's no repercussion that his wife may get remarried because she sees we're sitting Shiva. He's not married. But we have reason to believe he's dead, but we don't have 100% conclusive proof. Could then Shiva and Kaddish be said? Noida Yehuda says that then Kaddish and Shiva can be said. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Asik Lelebrei Berav Chia. Rabbi's son became a chosin to the daughter of Rav Chia. Kimata lich the ksuba, as they were about to write the ksuba, noch nish nafsh the revisa. The kala died. Omer Rabbi chas v'sholem psula ikka. Is there perhaps a problem in my family? Something wrong with the shidduch? Yosu v'ayinu b'mishpachas. So they started looking into the mishpachas. Rabbi asked him Shafti ben Aftil. He came from Shafti ben Aftil, who was a brother of David HaMelech. Rav Chia asked Mishimi, who was a child of David, I'm sorry. Rav Chia asked Mishimi ach David, a brother of David. And as we know, the Mepharshim explained, the brothers were unhappy that David got the Melucha, so it wasn't a good Shidduch. Some say that he didn't even come directly from David's sons. He came from David's daughters, and from here we see, the Yerushalmi says this, from here we see that a Yichus, we even follow the mother's side. Also, Asik Le'lebrei, Rav Yosef ben Zimra. So he went and married her off to, he went to make him a chosin in the family of Rav Yosef ben Zimra. Possibly, Tartishnin Lemezel Bebei Rav. They made up he's going to learn in yeshiva away from home for 12 years. What is the 12 years? So I sort of first and give a number of explanations. Until 30, one is strong to learn. So they got married by 18. For the next 12 years, they learn. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that they did bia the first night, and she probably got pregnant. Then he comes home 12 years later. He needs to come home by 12 years later, because then the son, the child, is old enough that needs a father to teach him Torah. Another pshat that I saw is that he needed the Rashisha Sidri Mishnah, so he needed 2 years to learn each Seder. 1 year to learn at the Kiyas, and 1 year to learn at the Iyan, 6 times 2 = 12. Echlefu Kamei. So they brought the kala in front of him. Amlei Nehavashishnin says he wants to be with the kala, so he'll only be away for 6 years. Echlefu Kamei. Then they said, you know what? They showed her again. He says, Amlei Ichnas Vahada Izzel. You know what? I'll get married right away. Have a komichsim avu. He was embarrassed. Here he's supposed to be such a guy that's going to learn for 12 years, and here he's doing this. Amal b'ni das koinach yeshbach. You're not doing anything wrong. Mikar ksif. Originally, Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Shira, to the aim of a stoema, that the base of English will be built only when we arrive in Eretz Yisrael. Ulpsoif ksif also l'migdash b'shachanti b'soicham. The migdash was built already in the midbar. Migdash represents Nisuin. So Mepharshim say, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu change his mind? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that this was Moshe Rabbeinu saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never was agreeable to that. Another pshat was, until Klal Yisrael did the Aver of the Eagle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they could survive without a Mishkan. Once they did the Chet of the Eagle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they need to have a Mishkan. Yosef Tartishna Bebei Rav. So he went to yeshiva. They got married. He had relations. And he was in yeshiva for 12 years. Ados, until he comes back, Ikra Devisa. His wife became an Akara. Amar Rava, Heichen Neved, what should we exactly do? Nigrisha, should I divorce her? Yerma, Niazul, Shav Shamra. 12 years she waited for me, and then I come home and I divorce her. Nisav Itasachrita, should I get married to another woman? Yerma, Zu Ishtar Zazanasa. They'll say, I'm only keeping her as a wife to have relations. Boyla Rachme, Vitze. Hidavin, she should have a refuah. So, the Mepharshim say, here we're referring to the son of Rebbe. Says the Chassam Sofer. Here we have a person that has Rebbe as a father. Rebbe was the greatest Tana. He could have learned by his father Rebbe. Still, we see that there is an inyan to go away from where you live to have success in learning. And even though he could have learned by his father Rebbe at home, his father sent him to yeshiva that's far away to not have the complications that sometimes come with being home. Says the Gemara, Chananya b'Chanoi, have a cause of Lebei Rav, b'Shaluli, Halulah Rav Shimon Yochai. Rav Hanania Ben Chai was going to yeshiva at the end of the at the time that Rav Shimon Ben Yochai was getting married. Amalei, so Rav Shimon Ben Chai tells him, he actively add the Asir B'Hadach. Wait until I finish Sheva Brachas so I could come along with you to yeshiva. Lay actively. He didn't want to wait. Ozel Yosef Trey Sari Shanah Bei Rav. So he went like we learned before, learned in yeshiva for 12 years. Add the Asir until he comes home. Ishtne Shvila Demasa. The roads of the city changed. V'layod L'meiz L'beisei. He didn't know how to get home. Ozel Yosef Aguda De Nahara. So he went and he sat by the bank of the river. Shamalahiravisa, he heard they were calling this girl, Davakarle Basachnoi, they were calling her the daughter of Achnoi, Basachnoi. Malik Losech, fill up your pitcher, Vitan Nazel, and come home. Omar, Shmamino, Haravisa the Don, this must be my daughter, Ozabasra. So he went home, now he knows where to get, how to get home. Have Yeshiva the Visa, so his wife was sitting at home, come Nala Kimcha, and she was sifting flour. Dol Ene, she lifted up her eyes, Chazi, and she sees her husband after so many years. Chazi, Sava Liba Parach Rucha. Her heart flooded, and she died. Omulafan Rebanish Loilam. Ania Zu, Zu Schara, this is her reward. She waited for me 12 years, and I come home, and she dies. Boy Rachma Lovachaya. So it's Mechaim Mason. So it's a Gaval de Gavart from Chaim Shmalevitz in this Gemara. He says, wherever we find that the, first of all, we rarely find Tchiyas HaMeisim. And even when we find Tchiyas HaMeisim, it doesn't go easy. And here this person, the Gemara just says he does Tchiyas HaMeisim. How is he Zoicha to be able to do Tchiyas HaMeisim so easily? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, let's analyze this individual. This individual had the opportunity to have Rav Shimon Ben Yochai as a Chavrusa. Just wait a day till I finish Sheva Brachas. But he was so anxious to go to learn, and he knew that if you delay going to learn, you may lose an opportunity. He didn't wait for Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. The great Rav Shimon Ben Yochai just ran to yeshiva. A person who has such ahavas haTorah, he could be Mechaim Meisim. Says the Gemara. Rav Chaim Babisa, Ozel Yosef, Trey Sarbi Bei Midrasha. He was learning for 12 years in Beis Medrash. Kiasa, when he came home, Amalai Ovikid Ovid Baruch Noi. I'm not going to do like Baruch Noi that he shocked his wife. So he went into a shul, Sholach Lebeis, and he sent a message to break it slowly to his wife that he's home. So his son, who he didn't recognize, Yosef Kamei, sat by him, and his son, who he didn't recognize because he never knew him, was talking to him and learning. And he saw that this young boy, tremendous Talmud Chacham, and then he started feeling bad. Had I been here, I would have children that I could raise this way. And then he goes home. He knows his wife got the message. And his son came home also. But he didn't know it was his son. And he gets up in front of him because he thinks it's this child, the Talmud Chacham. Because he thought, that a person, that child is following him to ask him shailos and learning. Omay devisus, his wife said, Mika abed komikam berei, a father gets up for a son, this is your son. Karle Rami Bachama, Rami Bachama said regarding them, hachot ha-mesholosh loy b'mheir yonate. These are three generations of Talmid HaChachamim, Torah remains by this family.